This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
42 days until the most historic election in world history, nationalism versus globalism, up for referendum. You know the Democrats are already fighting dirty, and now Trump derangement syndrome has gone into thermonuclear meltdown. It's Chernobyl and Fukushima and Three Mile Island all rolled into one. They've got prominent Democrats, prominent groups on Twitter saying, murder Mike Pence, murder Trump, murder Ted Cruz, murder ICE, murder police, murder, 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 murder. Burn, death, kill. Headline, Dems pursuing, quote, destruction of America to stop Kavanaugh. Those are the announcements. That's the story up on NewsWars.com. It is getting absolutely insane as we watch the death throes of these criminals and the minions that their entire ideology is the reflected glory of believing that they have captured and shackled the will of the West and that it is their slave and that they will absorb it, they will eat it, and somehow then become greater men than those they had conquered. But great men do not seek power. They only rise up once things become incredibly dark and there's no more denial that the time for resistance is here. Those of us being persecuted by the globalists are extremely honored because it means we are over the target. It is September 25th, 2018 on this Global Tuesday worldwide transmission. And you are in the war like everybody else, just as important as I am or Matt Drudge or President Trump. With your leadership at point-blank range, going against the bullying, going against the peer pressure, going against the social conditioning, and telling the truth and driving through the enemy line for touchdown after touchdown as we begin to demoralize the enemy, not by suppressing them, but by winning. Their will is now being fully broken. The death throes we witness now are the true sign that humanity is about to be coming back up. All right. Does that mean we're offering some type of utopia? No. What it does mean is that the dystopia of the globalists, where they want to demoralize us and dominate us and control us, no. Our will to fight is back, and we are strong, and we are persecuted because we're telling the truth. Go to DrudgeReport.com. At least 10 minutes ago, the two top stories on DrudgeReport.com are these incredible reports. Video, Ted Cruz and his wife hounded from restaurant by angry leftist mob. That was the first article this morning by Steve Watson. Paul's capable but also reclusive brother. Just as capable as Paul. I wish we could get Steve back on air. Founder of group that harassed Ted Cruz tweeted about dead cops assassinating Mike Pence. He's also known as Snake Man or Pencil Neck. He's a professor that leads the terrorist organization. Leftist group that harassed Ted Cruz vows, you are not safe. We will find you. And then it gets worse. The leftist group, again, calls for the resistance, the rising up, and killing. Mike Pence, everyone else, top resistance member, admits he gets paid by higher-ups to sow the division. And, of course, what is in the WikiLeaks? What's in their own documents? There's top professors in psychological warfare telling Hillary 3 months out, we're losing the public's attention. They don't believe us. We need to expand culture war. We need to expand cultural division. What is that? Old against young, black against white against black. Vice versa, male against female against male, north against south. Just mindless idiocy. And we should be unified by liberty and freedom and true justice and a free market that is our path to Valhalla, Nirvana, and heaven all rolled into one. Stay with us. Critical transmission straight ahead.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Referendum on nationalism and free market versus globalism, crony capitalist allied with communists, and the psychological warfare system of the technocrats who believe they have humanity caught in a trance. Like Ka in the Jungle Book believes that we are their dinner, but many of us are breaking the trance, and humanity's soul is rising, thanks to God. Thanks to all your actions, and thanks to all of your prayers. It is September 25th, 2018, on this Tuesday worldwide broadcast. Paul Joseph Watson is joining us, coming up with huge news. He's also hosting the fourth hour, and then I've cleared the decks to take phone calls throughout the day. Trump derangement syndrome has gone into its final meltdown. They are frothing and calling for death and violence everywhere. They are bullying. They are intimidating. They are trying to be alphas and make us submit to them. They are fully intending to steal the 2018 election. There will be a massive red wave, but they have built a seawall of election fraud and people voting in the names of dead people and so much more. I'm not saying that you, as a conservative or as a Christian, should look at people who've recently died on the death rolls, and then if you're in cities or states that don't have voter ID laws run by Democrats to go vote, because those systems are already going to be fraudulent anyways, no matter what. You don't want to lower yourself to their area. You want to go knock on 100 doors yourself. You want to call into talk radio yourself. You want to call into C-SPAN yourself. You want to go speak at the city council yourself. You want to get involved and stand up against this mafia operation, and that's how we're going to win. And in the cyber war against the globalists and those that would keep our country suppressed under Chi-Com control, you intensify your operations, spreading articles, spreading videos, spreading links. You're going to get demonized. You're going to get attacked. They're going to hit you with Pavlovian conditioning. They're going to even ban you. It doesn't matter. Again, most folks I know that are so-called in the Liberty Movement or the Patriot Movement who are prominent have kind of backed off under the censorship and have self-censored themselves, hoping that they can just keep those platforms because it's all they have. We're going to lose everything if people have those attitudes. But the good news is the general public isn't acting like that. But I've seen a crap ton of cowardice out there. I've not seen it by Gavin McGinnis. I've not seen it by Steven Crowder. I've not seen it by people like Anthony Cumia and many, many others. But we have all seen really saddening levels of people not just not standing up for free speech now and keeping their heads down, but also virtue signaling against InfoWars during all this and saying, oh, Jones had it coming to him. That's what the globalists are betting on. And when you do that, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are going to push you and they're going to make it prominent. See, part of silencing me on these platforms is that then they can go out and trot out the lie on a post. Like Facebook promotes and is in a partnership with the video producers at Snapchat, and they put out every week huge lies about me, about Sandy Hook, about how I'm harassing people, how I went up to a poor Hispanic Native American ladies for no reason and called them Brown Ku Klux Klan, and they edit the video and edit out 10 instances where they call me a monkey 4 times. They say my mother's married to her brother. She calls me, a subhuman white person, that I should go back to Europe and a pilgrim. So I said, my goodness, you're brown KKK. Well, instead, it cuts her going, I'm a veteran, and then me saying brown KKK, and then them playing sad music. That's the criminal fraud of the fake news engines. Then the New York Times, the Washington Post, Facebook, all of them just, demonization. People say, well, you should have submitted to them. I'm trying to change the world. Do you think George Washington was trying to win popularity contests in British newspapers? They were saying George Washington was a rapist, and George Washington was a murderer, and George Washington was a thief, and George Washington was a wimp, and George Washington was going to lose. But when he ended up defeating the British Empire that nobody else had defeated, and then when he refused to be king, they tried to make him king. Others wouldn't stand for that. To quote, thank God for the renegades. I need to play that today. Steve Voss, what a great guy. And when he refused to be king, the King of England had a proclamation and said, today, George Washington is the greatest man alive on earth. And when George Washington died in the UK, they had their flags at half-mast and respected him. Because they all knew it was all crap. It was all lies. And he persevered through it. And that goes back to the Teddy Roosevelt clip. The Teddy Roosevelt quote. Maybe you guys can put it on screen because I can't get it perfectly right. But it isn't about the skeptic. It isn't about the critic who just sits there with their thumb in their rear end attacking and lying about greater men that actually get in the arena. It's about those that are in the arena and those that know the hard-won battles and even the battles you lose. You win because you took action and you stood for something. And so thank God we'll never be with the timid people who sit up there in the peanut gallery and point out how the strong have stumbled. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. Credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes up short again and again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, oh, do I know them, and the great devotions, oh, do I know them, and who spends himself in a worthy cause, what a worthy cause, free market America, Christian values, not being captured by globalists and technocrats and radical Islam, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. True words never spoken. That's my credo. I've never been more alive. I've never felt better. I've never been stronger. I've never been more on fire. I am so fulfilled, I can't even handle it. And you know how the enemy gets me, though? When I see Hillary and how devoted to evil and narcissism and mental illness and corruption and Soros and all the minions and everyone fighting for her because she was supposed to be the queen to run us further into the ground, and to see them in this sick cult devoting themselves to a fraud and our evil husband and all the wars and all the corruption and stealing the Haitian money, the fact that their idol is so obviously fallen and twisted and pathetic and the antithesis of goodness and the antithesis of courage and the opposite of everything good. When I see the howling left driving by always like cowards in their cars going, F you, Jones, go to hell. Where's your family? Because, you know, they try to take my kids away and they still say I don't have my kids. It isn't true. And I think about how low they are. And when the left sees me with my family, my great-looking kids and my great wife, they walk over and they go, F your family right to our face. Because they hate family. And they hate strength. And they hate will. And it doesn't get to me that they're trying to make me feel alone or bad or that I feel like I'm surrounded, because I'm not. For every person that attacks me, 50 people wave at me or shake my hand, literally. Even places like Austin. It's that they're so twisted, they're so fallen, they're so gone, that all I want for them is to have the same thing we've had, an open, free society. The opposite of what Soros is building. That's why he calls it open society. He means you're open for him to rape you financially. He wants Europe's borders totally open. The Dalai Lama says it's an Islamic invasion that should be stopped. Soros challenges Hungary laws. The European Rights Court. Think about that. Because he's been trying to overthrow their government. He's had his evil butt thrown out of there. So I take it as a complete honor that one of the most monstrous men alive on earth hates my guts and is set out to destroy me. Because that means I'm right over the target like a heat-seeking missile. I'm honing in. He's looking for me. I'm looking for him. And then the information war, when we collide, it will be oblivion for him and Valhalla for me. Yes, a Valkyrie smile on InfoWars. Not on that worm. That's an enemy of humanity and progress. And he is already fallen, but soon he will fall into the pit.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've got it.
Mystery Space is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Top stories on DrudgeReport.com right now. Leftist group that harassed Ted Cruz vows, you are not safe, we will find you. The leader of the group, a professor, has tweeted that they need to kill cops and assassinate Mike Pence. Of course, the man known as Snake Neck has been praised and promoted, not gotten in trouble. Now, here's the beginning of the video where they come over and start hounding him. And again, they say, guilty until proven innocent. Guilty until proven innocent. Guilty until proven innocent. That's what they're saying. I believe them. I believe. I believe. You cannot question these Democratic Party operatives. If a woman accuses you of something 1,000 years ago, you get sent to the gas chamber. So this is what happened last night in D.C. For radio listeners, go to InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com, and Paul Watson will give us an analysis in a moment. Here it is.
I'd love to talk to you about Brett Kavanaugh tonight. I'm a constituent. I'd love to know what your vote is going to be tonight. I know that you're very close friends with Mr. Kavanaugh. Do you believe survivors, sir? Please don't touch me. Do you believe in survivors? We believe survivors. We believe survivors. Senator, I have a right to know what your position is on Brett Kavanaugh.
We believe survivors.
That's my
pleasure, ma'am. Bless you as well. I really appreciate you. I'm a survivor of sexual assault, ma'am. I believe all survivors. There are now three people who have come forward and who have said that Brett Kavanaugh has survived them. I know that you're close friends with him. Did you talk to him about that? Did you talk to him about his position?
Of course, the left, all they can do is chant the same mindless garbage over and over again. Now, they try. That's the first clip put out by these people. The next clip is them hounding him out of the restaurant. Paul Joseph Watson joins us. We'll get the second clip in a moment. But clearly, Paul, Trump derangement syndrome's gone into high gear, A. B, I went up to Oliver Darcy of CNN, who's been publicly getting us deplatformed. He's at a public place. He's a public figure in his job capacity. I just simply said, how dare you get me deplatformed? That's very Nazi-like. I was banned off Twitter for that. So I can't talk to public figures in public. But if you hound people and say, by the way, you're not safe anywhere, that's coming up, Twitter leaves you up. Paul Joseph Watson of InfoWars.com. Thanks for joining us.
Well, this is the thing, Alex. This is targeted harassment, clearly. When Trump put out that executive order over the weekend promising executive action against big tech, Business Insider, and they do this every single time, all these mainstream media outlets always say, there's no evidence that Twitter discriminates against conservatives. Okay, so you were permanently banned from Twitter for essentially being rude to a CNN reporter, okay? That happened. They called it targeted harassment. I was suspended for 12 hours on Twitter for posting a video of what was a news event. I wasn't even advocating it. I merely described what happened in the video, you being mean to a CNN reporter, boo-hoo. This group go and harass Ted Cruz and his wife in their private family time, chase them out of the restaurant, post it on Twitter. They then post, quote, you are not safe. We will find you. We will take from you the piece you've taken from so many others, okay?
And let's be clear, that's on the Twitter account where they uploaded the video. Yeah. So this is them now adding, we're stalking you.
In the same thread, they openly doxed Gavin McInnes, put out his phone number. I spoke to Cassandra Fairbanks over at Gateway Pundit. Gavin McInnes is getting death threats, has been getting death threats all morning, all afternoon. His family's been getting death threats because this group put his phone number on the same thread that went viral on Twitter of them engaging in targeted harassment against Ted Cruz and his wife, of them engaging in targeted harassment against other politicians by saying, we're going to find you, we're going to get you. And doxing Gavin McInnes, three clear violations of Twitter's rules. You were suspended for being rude to a CNN reporter. What is going to happen to this account? add to this, Alex, the background of their Twitter account is the Antifa flag. Antifa has been designated by the DHS and the FBI as a domestic terror organization. Link in the InfoWars article to the Politico article, which explains that. Okay, on top of this, the founder of this group, a guy called Isaacson, Professor Mike Isaacson, who we've spoken about before, Mr. Pedneck himself, he has tweets that are still active on Twitter where he literally encourages people to assassinate Mike Pence. This is the founder of this group that harassed Ted Cruz and his wife last night. He has tweets saying we should kill white people. He has tweets celebrating the deaths of police officers. This is all still on Twitter. He's not been suspended. None of the tweets have been removed. James Woods got locked out of his Twitter account for posting a satirical meme. This guy encourages the assassination of the vice president. He's the founder of this group that harassed Ted Cruz last night. Still on Twitter, no action whatsoever. So give me a break when they claim, oh, there's no evidence of discrimination against conservatives. Yes, there is, every single frigging day. And this is another example of that.
Let's talk about Snake Man. For years, he's been saying, kill cops, kill everybody. He's a professor. I mean, I think people need to go peacefully confront this guy and the school there in New York, because Snake Man really is, in my view, organizing domestic terrorism. I mean, just randomly kill cops?
Well, I've embedded his tweets. He said, my job's program, kill all white people born before 1962. They made him remove that one. They didn't make him remove this one. Quote, reminder that if Trump does end up winning this stupid thing, bear in mind, this is on election day. Reminder that if Trump, this is a quote, reminder that if Trump does end up winning this stupid thing, to assassinate Mike Pence first. That tweet is still active on Twitter. He was not forced to delete it like James Woods. He was not locked out of his account for that tweet. He's got like weird poetry, Alex, where he fantasizes about Donald Trump hanging by his toes. He literally tweeted on June 16th last year, quote, kill cops first. He tweeted off the pigs one day after the murder of five police officers in Dallas.
And let me add this. I have to make a major correction. His real name is not Snake Man. I forgot. I think you dubbed him Chicken Neck. I mean, he is the literal human chicken. Continue.
Pezneck.
Yes, Pezneck.
Yes, and he embraced that insult. He loves it. He also tweeted on May 12, 2017, quote, kill your local politicians before you kill they kill you. That tweet is still active on Twitter. Didn't get forced.
Meanwhile, Twitter claimed that I said use battle rifles on the media, which was not true.
Yeah, and you're banned forever. Oh, but there's no double standard, Alex. There's no discrimination against conservatives. Complete and utter BS time and time again. These tweets are still active. They've been up for almost 12 hours at this point. Gavin McInnes' phone is blowing up with death threats. You know, wakey, wakey, Jack. What time is it in San Francisco right now? No action whatsoever.
Oh, Dorsey, they all love it. They love it. In fact, I know we know the inside baseball. He wanted to get rid of me the whole time. As soon as I got in Rubio's face, he said, oh, now the Republicans will support getting rid of Alex. He wanted to do it the whole time. He was just dangling it out there like he was hanging me over an alligator pit.
Oh, precisely. And then you've got the other story, which is this Krasenstein fellow who's been caught on tape admitting that higher-ups pay him for his tweets. He always tweets at Donald Trump and appears towards the top of Trump's Twitter thread to, quote, sow the division. So CNN constantly bangs on about Trump sowing division in America. Here you've got a top member of the resistance admitting that he's paid by higher-ups to do exactly that. Will CNN report on it? Don't hold your breath.
Both your stories, topofdrudgereport.com. Paul Joseph Watson, you're going to go now because you've got big reports coming out. I'm going to come back and play that clip you talked about and play your video where the lead singer, former lead singer of the Misfits, has now been banned from a major festival for daring to tweet stuff about you and I. But, of course, there's no censorship going on at all. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
But Raquel Graves is a great talent of his own. I've listened to this since high school. I Want to Hear You Scream. My wife loves this song. Seriously. It's fun to drive through the hill country. Big full moon's rising up behind the hills. And of course, the kids aren't in the car with you, and you press down that accelerator. Well, guess what? He, of course, after Glenn Danzig left the Misfits, was the lead singer for a long time, with hundreds of great songs, and he was one of the headliners at a major festival in England, but the left canceled him. Because, well, he tweeted Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson, and this just illustrates how they're waging war on people's free speech. It is the Chinese social score system where you can't travel, you can't have bank accounts, anything. And then they also always build straw men that we're Nazis. You know, when they doxed Gavin McGinnis and gave out his cell phone number, so he's getting all these death threats. He's joining us next segment. When they doxed him, the very same group that just confronted and threatened Ted Cruz and his wife and said, we're going to get you, we know where you are. When they did that, they also said, oh, and tell Gavin McGinnis you love white genocide. Because that's a trigger word for the left, because they're pushing white genocide. All these professors are saying, when you get rid of the white race, it's inherently evil. That's what Tucker Carlson pointed out last night, was they're saying if a woman says that you sexually assaulted her, you are guilty. You're not innocent until proven guilty under Western jurisprudence. You are guilty. And that piece is coming up in a moment as well. But it's just amazing. If you're white, you're guilty. If you're a man, you're guilty. This is authoritarianism. And you've got that different Democrat congresswoman saying, if you're a man, sit down and shut up. You're inherently bad. How freakazoid is all this? But, oh, if you're women that Bill Clinton settled lawsuits with for rape, or you're Hillary Clinton that was famous for representing child molesters, what she chose to do out of college, and bragged that she knew they were guilty of raping little girls until their cervixes were smashed out, that's okay. Or if you want to fund radical jihad taking over, that's okay as well. But we're going to get Mr. Graves on the broadcast, but here's Paul Joseph Watson's piece on it.
Yet another example of communist China's social credit score arriving in the West. Mikhail Graves, former vocalist of the iconic punk band The Misfits, had his sold-out shows at next month's Up and Downtown Music Festival in Edmonton cancelled. Why? Did he commit a grave crime? Is he the latest victim of the Me Too movement? Did he fall terribly ill? No, he retweeted Paul Joseph Watson. That's right, Graves' shows were cancelled because he retweeted yours truly, InfoWars, Breitbart, and defended... Oh, wait for it. He defended free speech. The festival's artistic director, the guy who cancelled him, Brent Oliver, said this. It's the support of Alex Jones. If you go in through his tweets and replies, he's tweeting at Hillary Clinton, calling her a criminal. He's retweeting some British right-wing dude that I don't even want to know his name. And that's me. It's all, again, it's so close to the sun of guys like Richard Spencer, president of the white nationalist think tank National Policy Institute, that I just don't feel comfortable with it. I should also be clear, Oliver says, this is not about politics. Oh, yeah, right. I understand conservative politics, but this is not conservative politics. To me, this is alt-right hate, and that was the feeling of the board and contrary to our policy, so we removed him. But wait, neither I or Alex Jones are alt-right. I make videos attacking the alt-right. So yes, it is about politics, and yes, you cancelled his gigs because he's a conservative and you're an intolerant moron. This is what Mikhail Graves, the singer, said. I'm in the game of raising people up and giving them a victorious attitude and telling them it's okay to be you and to be strong and to believe in themselves and the people around them. I want to lift people up. I'm not looking to tear people down. Sounds pretty hateful to me. So once again, we see conservatives being socially and financially punished because of their political beliefs. Because God forbid should any celebrity stray out of line and be allowed to hold diverse opinions. No, they must be punished. You know, a similar thing happened to the American tennis player Tennis Sandgren, who was also subjected to a media inquisition merely for following some right-wingers on Twitter. Thou shalt not attempt to deviate from our monoculture. Thou shalt not be allowed to express independent thought. Because we're so tolerant, so progressive. Listen, I've lost count of the amount of people who tell me, either in person or online, both celebrities and non-celebrities, in journalism, in Hollywood, in sports, in business, how they're all terrified of letting slip their conservative political beliefs because they know they'd be hounded out of their careers. This is the de facto communist Chinese social credit score being implemented in the West. Conservatives, libertarians being socially ostracized, financially sabotaged, and having their careers jeopardized simply for daring to think for themselves. Being refused financial services, being refused bank accounts for engaging in hate. What constitutes hate? anything that challenges far-left progressive dogma. This is where we're at. This is the culmination of contrived moral panic and frenzied political hysteria. If you want to support the Misfits vocalist Mikhail Graves, he's playing at an alternate venue in Edmonton, one that actually supports diversity of thought, God forbid. Details are in the description. Oh, and if you didn't know, this is my second channel that you watch.
All right, so there you go. That's part of Paul Watson's report. So the former lead singer of the Misfits, banned from a major music festival for retweeting Alex Jones and Paul Watson because we're all Nazis, even though anybody that knows Nazis don't like us because they want to own the right wing. No, liberty owns the right wing. So get that through your stinking heads. I hate black racists, white racists, all you idiots. But it doesn't mean I'll kiss your butt if you're a brown racist trying to get in my face. I'll tell you, I think you're a piece of crap. And it's brown racists that a bunch of white controllers and university professors are pushing. Now, I didn't make a deal out of this because I don't want to change my phone number, but my wife has now demanded it because she sits there in real time while it's ringing with women going, oh, baby, you got me pregnant. Oh, baby, let's meet again tonight. Oh, or the death threats. I got doxxed 3 days ago. I've had hundreds of threatening phone calls, hundreds of calls that they're going to come after me, fake women calling up saying, oh, you know, you had sex with me in D.C., baby. You know, meet me here. They're trying to create some nexus point, I think, to make fake claims or something. So I got doxxed, I guess, 3-4 days ago. They, and you know, it's mainstream news reporters have done it. They gave out my number. I had to get rid of my last number a year ago. So it's a nightmare to let everybody's numbers back in there and then let everybody know your new number. But, yes, I got doxxed, too. So I'm just going to go ahead and announce it because I've got to get a new phone. In fact, I have to go down there, I guess, today and get a new number. It's just a total hassle. But that's the Trump derangement syndrome and the crazy town that they've gone into. And that shows they're being directed. That Gavin and I both got doxxed at the same time, basically. That the same group that's saying, run by this New York professor, saying kill everybody. And he's saying kill the president, kill Pence. He's not getting in trouble. And then you have top resistance member admits he gets paid by higher-ups to sow the division. We have Gavin McGinnis right now. We're going to go to break and come back and talk to him. Now, people are like, well, you better back down. You're getting persecuted. No, we're over the target. We're winning. My God, our forebears had to fight and die to create this country. I feel kind of like a wimp that I just have to be demonized and doxxed and denied banking services and unpersoned on the Internet. But remember, that's the precursor to real tyranny. And so while you still can use PayPal for another 8 business days at InfoWarsStore.com, and InfoWarsLife.com, go there and get X2, the special must end today. The 25% off, because we're going to end up selling out of the last run of it, I can't believe. BioTruth Selenium, 40% off. Rainforest, 40% off. Now 20% more. Sign up for AutoShip, and you get additional 10% off. Every order gets 5% Patriot points put in your account. You can cancel AutoShip anytime. Whatever you do, commit to be part of the Second American Revolution. And you better believe, financing InfoWars is war bonds. It's the most important thing you can do other than praying for us and sharing the articles and videos. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. We need it now more than ever.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Trump derangement syndrome has gone into meltdown 42 days out from the historic election. When I went to the Free Alex Jones rally that they had this weekend, when I got out of the car, leftists were driving by going, F you. They actually came, but they wouldn't get out of their cars. They would just drive around and say, F you, we're going to get you. They're throwing coffee on everybody. They're attacking people. But it's the same in Europe. If you're a nationalist, it's white people attacking you, saying you're a racist. Leftist group that harassed Ted Cruz vows, you're not safe, we will find you. The founder, known as Chicken Neck, of the group is a professor that harassed Ted Cruz, tweeted about dead cops assassinating Mike Pence. And then coming up, top resistance leader that Twitter top pins under every Trump tweet admits he gets paid to show the division. Gavin McGinnis just got doxxed. I got doxxed 3.5 days ago, and I'm getting calls like, you're a piece of filth, you're a racist, hope you die. They also have fake women calling up, you know, saying, oh, I, you know, it was great having sex with you in D.C. Let's hook up again. So I think they're trying to set up that nexus point, hoping I'll talk to these women and they can say I raped them or something. So that's what they're doing with the doxing. Gavin, what would you call of CRTV? Get off my lawn. You've been banned off Twitter. You're being deplatformed just like I am. We're in quite a club. A, why do you think they're getting so brazen and then arrogantly saying at Google no one's being censored on the web who's conservative? It's like saying Hitler wasn't a Nazi or that, you know, the sky isn't blue. And then why do you think they're accelerating? And it seems to be this particular group that's coordinating this particular Antifa group.
Well, I think we're living in a monarchy, in a sense. And Google and all these social media companies are the kings and the queens. And us peasants are starting to rise up. So the king has decreed that we must be banished and taken down. I don't know. Invent a salt tax. Invent a grass tax. Invent a social media tax. We need to get rid of these peons. They're becoming troublesome. And you look at things like when Google was caught in that meeting saying, you know, we hate Trump and we're gonna change the way Americans think. That's the kings. You're looking at the monarchy there having a meeting in the royal palace. They face no retribution for that because they're in control. And I think right now we're slowly realizing that these kings and queens hold way more power than we thought they did. And I just cannot get over the irony of you being attacked when the name of your company is InfoWars. You've been saying there's a war on information for years, and here you are being shut down. I mean, is anyone else seeing the madness of this?
And I even read in some of the Twitter and Facebook meetings that have come out, and even the New York Times goes, we're in an information war. We've got to stop these pro-Trump people. And Hillary says, you've got to shut down all the fake news or we're going to lose the midterms. And then they play dumb. They define us as fake news, as hate. They wave a magic wand, and then have the nerve to say they're not censoring us. It's unbelievable.
Well, you wouldn't believe some of these prank calls I got. I had no idea how radical they are. I don't get any of the sexy ladies stuff. But I do get, I get a lot of like old timey Russian speeches. And then I get old timey messages going, communism will win. Capitalism will fail. Give up. Like real propaganda type stuff. It sounds like it's on a bullhorn. And then this is very telling. I got these messages where the guy goes, look at you, you inbred piece of white trash. White people are filth. This is a white person saying it, by the way. You know, you guys are a bunch of cave people. The Egyptians had advanced ways to deal with their dead. Well, you guys live with your dead in case. He's saying you guys, but he's clearly white. It's crazy. And the kind of hatred and eugenics and pro-genocide these people are talking
about. It's literally what you hear from the KKK, but flipped. But, and I don't want to say because we're on radio and TV, but what you said off air, repeat the family version of, aha, you white guys have little ding-dongs, us black guys got huge ones, and it's white guys saying it.
Yeah, he said, it's not our fault that your women love us. It's not our fault that they want a phallus that exceeds 3 inches. I'm using fancier talk than him. And it's clearly a white guy. And what I say to that is, A, I don't talk about white nationalism or white anything. I'm an ideas guy. I care about the West, and I love black conservatives who want to shut down the government. But B, isn't it bizarre that a white person is talking these black power tropes? Like, imagine a black person talking about white supremacy. You'd put him in a mental institution.
Exactly. Well, you know why? I talked to some insiders in D.C. Van Jones is still covertly in charge of that diversity office that Obama set up. And it's actually the weirdest, craziest, twisted communist black power crap from the 60s. It's being taught to all the young white professors. So that's why they're like saying all that.
Yeah, that white cave person thing, you hear that in a lot of rap songs. Ice Cube does it. It's a big sort of...
Remember the lady at the New York Times, the Asian lady? She said, you white people are subhuman goblins living in caves.
And I will give them that. It is true that Egypt was more advanced with body disposal a quarter of a million years ago.
But I mean, I'm not even thinking in terms of what's better, Africa or Europe. I just want freedom. And you're hearing the most racist crap.
Who cares? Who cares what the cave people did to their dead? I don't care if they had sex with them. But you know what I started doing, Alex? I started answering the phone and talking to these people. And of course,
you want to do a show where you keep that phone number and every day they can call in and you just talk to them. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to keep my number and put it out public and we'll have a show that's not on radio because it'll be filled with profanity. And I'll just let them call up and death threaten me.
I did. And the first thing they do is they're starstruck and they can't believe it's real. It's like they're talking to Elton John or something and they start stuttering. And then they would just yell F you and hang up. But the few that would talk for a second, I'd say, what is your issue here? And they'd say, white genocide is awesome. I love white genocide. And they go, all right, why would I care? I don't talk outside of South Africa. I don't really talk about white genocide. It's not on my top five talking points. And then they would want to be friends after. And I realized, and I sent one of your producers the quintessential example of these prank callers, Christian Chiakoulis, I think his name is. And they're just very pro-communist, loser, pothead millennials who want free stuff because work is hard and they need $1,000 to fix their car so they can get back on Uber.
But you're right. When I've been around the BuzzFeed writers and people, they're almost half apologetic and admit they're mercenaries, and then they think we're really cool because we're free. They get talking points, but then they still have to go back and, you know, engage in all this. And I noticed a few times, as Mike Cernovich said, if you just pat them on the head and act like you like them, they'll actually write halfway nice articles. But here's the deal. I'm not going to be fake and pat them on the head to get them to be nice to me. And I'm not saying Cernovich is bad for doing that, but they are literally Arrested Development. And what is up with the weird soy boy face? Because I can't even make it. It's like this... I mean, what is that thing they all do? It's like a sign of their weirdness.
You know, I was talking to Mercedes Carrera. She's an adult film star who's remarkably astute when it comes to these sort of social patterns. And her contention is, and it sounds very Alex Jonesy, that with birth control, there's extra estrogen in the water and everything. But it's also, it changes the way we behave. Women who are on birth control behave like they're in the first trimester of pregnancy. And those women, they don't want an alpha male who's going to have sex with them. They want a sibling or someone who's going to be warm and safe around them and not a threat. And so I think these men start mimicking what these birth-controlled girls want, and they want basically like a sibling. So they become these sexless sort of, hey, guys, let's go to Six Flags.
Hey, everything's great. I'm a drone.
I'm your best pal. Let's be friends.
Gee, Ginger, want to go for a stroll? Want to go have coffee? Hi, imagine what woman like women would run. Like, hi, want to go out? Hey, baby,
well, I remember
how you
being
doing?
An anarchist in there.
Sorry, go ahead.
Being a punk anarchist kid in the 80s, I remember we'd go to these workshops and there was some feminist with dreads named Penny would be at the anarchist bookstore talking about women's rights. And I remember at the young age of 18, when she was done, she'd walk out and some dude on a motorbike would show up with a leather vest who didn't give a crap about what she was talking about all day, and she'd just hop on the back of his bike and off into the sunset. And I realized these women, they may say they want allies, but they don't carnally want
They only
allies.
Want power over young women to control them in the power of femininity. And exactly, I mean, I know a lot of guys in politics, as you do, and they tell me the stories about these Democrat consultant women who literally beg conservatives to treat them like pigs, slap them around. They love it. They have a fetish for it. It's sick.
It is depraved. And you can't wear a MAGA hat in New York. You can't go to a bar. You also have to run from women because it's like being the Beatles. Women are obsessed with guys in MAGA hats. It has to be late at night. No one can see them. But I talk to other Proud Boys who wear MAGA hats and they go, it's insane. The women maul me. And I think it's because they don't like the mess they created. They castrated an entire generation, and then they go, where's your balls? And these kids go, well, you took them. They're right there in your purse. Can I have them back? No. All right. You created a mess.
When we come back, I want to play a few of these clips because we can joke about this all day. Trump derangement syndrome just keeps going up and up. I asked you like 2 years ago, when is peak insanity? And I want to ask, what's going to happen if they lose the midterms, which unless there's successful election fraud, I think they're going to lose. And people are predicting this blue wave and all this. I don't agree with that. I mean, that's not what I'm seeing. The Trump effect is a lot of folks won't tell you in polls they're going to vote Trump. Gavin McGinnis of CRTV, get off my lawn. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com, the most banned broadcast in the world. For good reason. We love freedom, and we are the antidote to tyranny.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.